It's here and now. On this day a year ago, Bostonians got one of their first glimpses into the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing the day before when emergency room doctor Ron Medzin came on our program. Now, 13 area hospitals received 180 patients. ERs turned into MASH units. Dr. Medzin, head of medical simulation at Boston Medical Center and a professor at Boston University, told us they heard a squawk on their disaster radio, then nothing, then all hell broke loose.
The first patient rolled in. He was near death. He had lost both of his legs, and we started to work on him. And then it was just one after another, and there really were literally at least two patients I took care of had minutes left. One of the women I was talking with, who also had a really bad leg injury, was telling me that she was a competitive dancer. And I mean, there are no words.
Well, she was begging you to save her leg.
That's basically what she was doing, yes. And, you know, I think that they were able to save her leg, but I really don't know. I'm really proud of the job we did, and I would certainly, personally, if I have the chance next year, I want to be standing in that spot watching the marathon next year. Honestly, I think they picked the wrong city. Boston EMS is one of the finest EMS services in the country.
Doctors were not able to save Adrian's leg or Jeff Bowman's two legs, but they did save lives. What has it been like the year since? Ron Medzin, again of Boston Medical Center, joins us in the studio. And how are you? I mean, trauma is what you do, but this was an attack on the city. Does it stay with you?
It does, yeah. It stays with me. It's not on a day-to-day basis, but once in a while, especially the staff I worked with that day, we'll start talking about it. And all of a sudden, I feel this constriction in my throat, and tears kind of start to well up, and I realize that I'm certainly not over it.
Yeah. We know when our colleague, who was your wife, here now producer Karen Miller Medzin, mentioned to you that we were speaking with Jeff Bowman, which we did this week. What was your reaction?
What's interesting is not only do I have sort of a visual and emotional memory, but I even remember sort of the smell in the room. Excuse me. It was very much like the smell of a fire victim or, you know, a fireman coming in from a fire. I could smell there's burning flesh, not to be too.
No. I mean, Jeff Bowman talks about that he could not figure out what this odor was that was triggering so many physical reactions in him. And the first time he took a shower, he realized the odor was him. Your wife told us that when she showed you the picture we took of Jeff when he was here recently, you looked at it and your first reaction was, I can smell him.
Yeah, I can still smell it.
It sounds like there's a little bit of, I don't know, post-traumatic stress or something maybe in you, do you think?
I would say yes. I wouldn't ever believe that was something that would happen. I mean, we see trauma, the day after the marathon bombing, we had 10 penetrating trauma victims at Boston Medical Center, so it was business as usual. So we see this all the time. But there really is something. I saw some coverage this morning. Some memorials, and it really grabs me.
Is the hospital doing anything to sort of help you guys through this week?
It's done things all year. They've had open meetings with social workers.
And are people taking advantage of that? You guys are tough stuff, but are people saying, yes, I do?
Oh, yes. A couple hundred people showed up just the first week after the bombing to the session. It was a lot of tears, and it was really, I think it was cathartic for a lot of people. So.
Yeah. Well, but there's also so many wonderful stories. You watch Adrienne Haslett Davis. She's pledged to dance on Dancing with the Stars. When you see that, what happens?
Oh, I'm obviously really happy for her, but I still can't help but feel, I think about what's happening in the background, all the pain, all the work, all the rehab, and it can't be easy. So she has to live with this every single day.
Well, and then there's John Odom. You mentioned two patients who almost died.
He actually, lost his vital signs several times in the emergency department in the operating room before they finally saved him.
And now he launched the one run on the West Coast that ran from California back to Boston and wrapped up just this weekend. That's a life that was saved that day.
Yeah, that is pretty incredible. It's a good feeling.
Not one life was lost once these horribly injured people, over 180, got to the hospitals. Not one life.
It's incredible. It's incredible. There is no other word to describe it.
So, Are you going to be at the finish line?
I absolutely am. I'll be very proud to be watching the people pass, all the BMC nurses who are running to raise money for BMC. And just
Boston Medical Center. We should say you've got a team out there.
Yeah, yeah. We have a number of nurses are running. My wife is running for BMC, so go team.
Yeah. I can hear the excitement in your voice. You want to be there at the finish line, but is there a mix of feelings?
Oh, there's absolutely a mix of feelings. I mean, there's also just a small percentage of dread as mm-hmm. well. I mean, I don't know. You know, who knows what's going to happen? And I've already mapped out my mind how I'm going to get back to the hospital if ever bid something else happens. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Will it help to have this year behind you as much as you want to be at that finish line?
Oh, I do think that'll help. Yeah. I mean, time does heal, but this is big.
Ron Medson, Director of Emergency Medicine and Medical Simulation at Boston Medical Center. We talked to him a year ago today after the bombings. And by the way, after that, you heard from so many people. Was it overwhelming to get response from around the world?
It was really nice. It was really touching. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we had done this interview last year, I came out of the office and I was walking into the atrium and there was a pizza delivery guy who looked kind of lost. So I just walked up and said, "Can I help you?" And he said, "Yeah, I have some pizza." And I said, "Well, who are you supposed to deliver it to? This Boston Medical Center." And I said, "Well, who's it from?" He said, "It's from Texas." And I thought, oh, that's for us. I think it was a Here and Now listener. So shout out to the Here and Now listener.
It definitely was. They called us. And I think you got like 20 pizzas or something from Texas.
And good call on the jalapenos, by the way.
Dr. Ron Medson of Boston Medical Center, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
A reminder that our listeners rock. Again, Ron Medson, emergency room doctor and director of simulated medicine at Boston Medical Center. And by the way, while Boston's emergency services have been applauded and their work that day a year ago studied by other emergency rooms, they also learned from doctors caring for victims after the theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado, 6 months before the Boston Marathon bombings. We'll link you to that story at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.